Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act in Benghazi. And make no mistake, justice will be done. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. We're investigating exactly what happened, but my biggest priority now is bringing those folks to justice. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. No one has been arrested. No one has been prosecuted. No one has been brought to justice. We don't even have access to the witnesses. You and the media were good enough for my 16 years as a prosecutor not to tell me how to do my job. And so far in Congress, y'all have been good enough not to tell me how to do my job. I'm not telling you how to do your job. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and if you can't answer these questions, then I'll leave you to draw whatever conclusion you want to draw about whether or not the media has provided sufficient oversight. Can you tell me why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi the night that he was killed? Do you know? Does it bother you whether or not you know why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi? Do you know why we were the last flag flying in Benghazi after the British had left and the Red Cross had been bombed? Do you know why requests for additional security were denied? Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time. But you know, they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, "Can you help? We have men under attack"? Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like, if that's true. Why was Susan Rice on the five Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started? Do you know how we got from no evidence of that to that being the official position of the administration? In conclusion, Congress is supposed to provide oversight. The voters are supposed to provide oversight. And you were supposed to provide oversight. That's why you have special liberties, and that's why you have special protections. I am not surprised that the President of the United States called this a phony scandal. I'm not surprised that Secretary Clinton asked, "What difference does it make?" I'm not even surprised that Jay Carney said Benghazi happened a long time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
I don't have time to think about a false controversy. In the midst of all of the swirl about things like talking points, the administration has been working very, very hard across the globe to review our security of our embassies and our facilities. That's what we ought to be focused on.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
Welcome to the program once again. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. Well, anyway, how was your weekend? I had a pretty good weekend. It was kind of relaxing. It was kind of nice. Got to watch a lot of football. Finally got a hold of my brother. I don't know what the hell happened with him. Thought we were going to get some picks. I don't know what the hell's the matter with him. But anyway, Peyton Manning gets another record to his name. What is it? 5,477 yards in the season. It's too bad that he's not going to win the Super Bowl. He's not even going to get to the Super Bowl. Seattle Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl this year. It's our year. We don't care whether we're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers or not. We are not going to allow the referees to take away our Super Bowl ring, our trophy. This is our game. If you're a fan, yes, I know it's not ours, really. It's the players. But to the fan, it's ours. And we want our Lombardi trophy because we earned it. We deserved it. We needed to have it back then, but Seattle or Pittsburgh took it away from us with the help of the referees, but that's fine. This year, ain't nothing getting in our way. Nothing. Peyton Manning won't even make it to the playoffs. Won't even make it to the Super Bowl. They'll make it in the playoffs. They already made it. And I love Peyton Manning. Don't get me wrong. I love all them Manning boys. I just don't want to see him win the Super Bowl this year. He can win it next year and then retire and be done with the whole damn thing. I don't care, but I don't know. But in any event, we got a lot and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that want to take away your freedom. So we've got to get to work to make sure that they don't. So, you want to be a part of the program this morning, 646-716-7978, or you can email the show in the comment section of the website where you are currently on. If you don't want to be a part of the show, well, then don't. You just want to listen, then listen. I don't care. That's fine. So, anyway, let's get this going here today. We'll lift our jib, get the ship underway, and I thought that maybe over the weekend, you know, after Christmas, yada, 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 maybe there might be something positive to report. Maybe something out there might be, you know, I don't know, worth discussing. It might have some kind of positive influence, some kind of something that makes you feel warm and fuzzy, but there isn't. There isn't anything. Look. I'm looking for the warm and fuzzy here, guys. If there was something warm and fuzzy, I would report it. People were too patient. And that's my philosophy. That's what I believe what happened in this country. I'm the kind of guy that I have no patience for things that I should not have patience for. So when I see people that are having patience for things that they shouldn't have patience for, it's very irritating to me. Now, I'm in the theater, and yes, there is a great call for patience and a great call for non-patience. You have to know the difference between the two. Okay, as a director, I've directed lots of people. There's certain ways with an actor. Actors are very temperamental. They're very sensitive. They're very delicate pieces of machinery, and that's a fact. They are. They're very delicate pieces of machinery. So you have to have, first of all, in order for you to direct, you cannot be a director, a real director, unless you know what it's like on the floor. Unless you know what it's like on the stage, there's no reason for you to even think about directing. I don't want to hear it from you. I don't want to hear it. You have to be delicate. You have to be patient on certain things. But when things are you should not have patience for, no, you should not be patient for things that you should not have patience for. That's why this country is in the mess that we're in today. Too many people thought it was just, well, let's be patient. Let's wait till the 2016 election. Then maybe if we win, maybe in, I don't know, say mid-2017, we might have a couple of negotiations. Maybe we might get something. Maybe we might, well, we don't know. Isn't that right, Mr. King? Not the right time to fight? See, these are the kinds of people that I have no patience for. I have no patience for people who have no patience for the fight. Is this a fight? Yeah, you goddamn right it's a fight. You goddamn right it's a fight. This is a fight for your life, man. The fight for your livelihood, a fight for your freedom? No. This is not the time to sit back and, well, it's not the right time to fight. Let's wait till we get the House and the Senate back, and hopefully we get the White House back. And if we have everything, then we might be able to do something. No. The time to fight is when you see the fight. If you see a fight, let's say you're in combat, and let's say you're out there, you're seeing the enemy, and the enemy's firing at you. Do you think to yourself, well, this isn't really the time to fight. You know, our bullets can't get there on time. There's taco night tonight. You know, they're playing a Justin Bieber concert tonight at the USO. It's not the right time to fight. Let's just wait till they're all done and all out of bullets, and then we'll send a couple of bullets their way. How long do you realistically think you're going to last in the battlefield? The reality is you're going to last as long as it takes the bullet to get from the gun to your head, which isn't very long. Bullets are pretty fast. The right time to fight is when you see the fight, Mr. King, which you are fired, by the way. You're no longer my representative. I am going to do every goddamn thing in my power. I'm going to do everything I can to see to it that you are fired, sir. You do not deserve to be in office. None of you creeps need to be in office. I'm sick and tired of this crap. You're not concerned about the American people. You're concerned about yourself, which defeats the entire goddamn purpose of you being in office. This is what we don't need in this country anymore. This is the kind of crap that we no longer need. We cannot afford it. We don't need it. We don't want it. It's counterproductive. It's dangerous. People actually die. Now, I know Benghazi only had 4 and Fast and Furious only had 1. IRS, they didn't have anybody that died. So what's the problem? Benghazi, they knew what they were getting into. They bought their tickets. Come on, they knew it was a rough place. Come on, you can't blame the administration for that. Oh, really? Can't blame the administration for that. Oh, okay. Well, we've got some stuff we're going to get into later. Right now, I need to stay focused. And the problem is, another one of my problems, is that a friend of mine that came over a few weeks ago, before Christmas, had her eggnog. Well, she came over again and brought a bunch left over. So now I'm drinking it. So that's not my fault. I'm a victim, damn it. In any event, we're going to talk today again. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's all right. The culture in this country, the mindset, the culture that we have in this culture, I do not recognize. I can't recognize it. Even if I was able to recognize it, I simply can't. I don't like it. It's not where we are. It's not who we are. It's not where I am, and it's not who I am. I cannot recognize this stuff anymore. And I know we've got the internet, we've got 24 hours of television, we've got this, we've got that, we've got 1,000 news channels, everybody's out there, you know, blogs, and we got this, we got that, we got all this friggin' information. We're overloaded. So it may seem like, well, it was probably always been this way, but now we're just being able to notice it because of all the internet and the television and the blogs and the this and that and the da 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 da. Well, I don't know if it's the internet or the television or this or that. I really don't give a damn what the hell it is. Personally, I could care less what the hell, why we know this information. The fact is that we do know it. That's right there is where the problem is, the fact of what we do know. That's the point. It's not how we know. It's what we know. That's what's important. And here, speaking of the culture, I mean, I'm wondering just where the F are we? Where is this country? Where are we? Who are we? I don't like it. I want something different. I want to go back to where I understood what the Constitution said and what it meant, and I didn't have to worry about it. I knew that I had leaders in Washington that understood and read the Constitution and followed it, and that was all I needed. I don't need to be worried about any of this. Well, you know what? That we can't have that anymore. If you are going to sit there and you're going to say, well, okay, I got this, you know, this fancy schmancy little constitution here, whether it's been redacted by this administration or not, I've still got the document. It says right here that I'm free. It says the government can't come into my home unless they've got a warrant. They can't take away my guns. They can't take away my freedom of speech. They can't take away anything. But yet they do. Well, why? Why do they do it? Well, it's because, again, getting to this whole patience thing, there's far too many people out there that are far too patient. Well, it's not really that bad. And the people in the government, they know, you know, just let it play out and we'll see. No. Any ounce, any attempt at all to take away any part of your freedom, doesn't matter how big or how small it is, that is where the problem is, right there. You don't touch any freedoms that are in this Constitution. Redacted or otherwise, you do not touch what is in this Constitution. This is ours. This is what we have to protect us from our government. This is what we have to protect us from ourselves. And that's right. Ourselves, protect us from ourselves. Not only does the government have to follow this Constitution, but so do we. Which means freedom of speech, the First Amendment. You, as a citizen, must follow that. If somebody says something you don't like, you're offended. Well, I mean, if you're on the left, I'm sorry, good morning offends these people. So it's kind of hard for me to really take these people seriously. I can't. I cannot take seriously these people that are always offended over this, over that, and these goddamn women. No, I love women. I do. I love them. I thank God when he was making people, he made the man. He screwed up and said, "Okay, I gotta redo this one. I need a do-over." Okay, to a woman to a man is really the most precious creature that exists. There's a whole lot of reasons why. We don't need to go into them, but they're there. And if you don't know them, then you're an idiot and you have no business being in this conversation. Shut up. But when I hear these women that are always talking about feminist this, feminist that, we need this, we need that. There was a story in here I was going to cover today, but I just flat refused because it makes me sick. Look, simple psychology is this. When you give somebody everything that they ask for, they will never be satisfied. They will always ask for more, 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 more. Whether you're a man or you're a woman. Women, I'm telling you, girls, you have no idea how much that you realistically really have. Nor do you realize just exactly how much power you really have. I am sick and tired of this feminist movement. It makes me sick to my stomach. I can't deal with it. It's phony. It's disingenuous. It's superfluous. It's gratuitous. I mean, the words are, I mean, you could go on and on and on and on and on. Here's my, here's, Here's my advice to you ladies that feel that they're so mistreated. And the man just gives you absolutely nothing. And you have nothing in your life. You don't have a free abortion. You don't have this. You don't have that. Here's what you do. You be satisfied. Or not satisfied. That's the wrong word. Appreciative. You appreciate just one-tenth. And this goes for men, women, child. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a human being, I want you to just stop. Stop with the yapping. Don't be talking. Shut up. Think. Open your friggin' mind. If you appreciate just one-tenth of everything that you have, take a list. Write down every goddamn thing that you have and put it on a list. If you are appreciative, I got my broken left-handed tongue out today. There's nothing I can do with it. But if you can appreciate one-tenth of everything that you have, you are the wealthiest son of a bitch on planet Earth. Let that sink in for a couple of minutes. Think about it. If you are truly appreciate one-tenth of everything that you have on planet friggin' Earth, you are the wealthiest son of a bitch on planet friggin' Earth. I'm not going to cover that story. I flat refuse to cover it into it. She wrote a book. It's this woman. And you know all these people that write books. Don't give me this book. Oh, I wrote a book. What the hell does that mean? You wrote a book. Oh, that means you're an expert because you wrote a book? Huh? That doesn't make you an expert. More often than not, it makes you an idiot. Don't give me this. I wrote a book. A book! And I'm not picking on the women here now. I'm not picking on the so-called feminists and all that. That's not my point. My point is to men, women, children, and everybody, human beings, period. Stop and appreciate what you have before you ask for more. That is my goddamn point. Speaking of appreciative, I know it's very difficult to say that word. Well, I suppose if you didn't have a broken left-handed tongue, I suppose it might be a lot easier for you to say. But for me, I can't. There's certain words I just cannot pronounce. And I'm an actor, for Christ's sakes. Go figure that one out. I've had to say all kinds of weird words on stage, man. Words I have no idea what they mean. But I study it. I practice. That's what it takes in this world, man. So, okay, you screw up. All right, well, keep practicing until you get it right. Point of life is keep practicing until you get it right. What you don't do is you don't blame Republicans. You don't keep the same mantra, oh, no, Benghazi, oh, that was a video. We're going to get into that today. Oh, are we going to get into that today? I'm sure you probably heard, if anybody watched any of the Sunday morning puke shows, I'm sure you know what's going on out there. There's a New York Times reporter who reported a story that he made up that proves, oh yeah, it was the video. Okay, nobody in this country is really that stupid to believe that there was a video, except for the people that are saying it. In which case, these people that are saying it need not be in our government anymore. They need to be fired. All right. Now, getting back to the culture of where we are in this country, and I don't know anymore. I really don't. Honest to God. Jesus Christ. Woman threatened to kill Walmart worker over a price of a friggin' skateboard. A man stabbed after an argument over a goddamn jukebox song. Two are arrested after Ten Commandments argument turns violent. They're arguing over the Ten friggin' Commandments. Somebody gets stabbed over the Ten Commandments. Unbelievable. Man arrives home with no beer and gets stabbed with a ceramic squirrel. Imagine that. You come home to your girlfriend and all the stores are closed on Christmas Eve. They got no beer and they got nothing. And you did everything. You got her tampons. You got her pantyhose. You got her all these other things that she needed to have. But you didn't bring the beer because the beer, well, none of the stores were open. So you deserve to get hit over the head and stabbed with a ceramic squirrel because there was no beer? No, there's not a goddamn thing wrong with this country. No, our culture is fine. Absolutely perfect. Jesus Christ, man. What the hell is going on with these people? According to police, the Walmart associate was assisting another customer when Maria Desimone, I guess is how you pronounce it, approached her and was upset about the price of the skateboard. Goddamn skateboards out there. Damn it. Desimone began cursing at the woman and swung the board as if she was going to hit her because the price of the skateboard was too much. Hmm. The sales associate pointed her finger at Desimone, who then threatened to kill her. Oh, wow, I'm going to kill you. Wow, because, oh, it's this person's fault. This friggin' checker, it's her fault that the skateboard is priced too much, so she deserves to die. Oh, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. So the associate called the manager, Desmond went into the car, and left the store. Eventually, they caught up with her, they arrested her, yada, 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 yada. Now, I know that this stuff happens a lot. It's always happened weird crap like this. But it just seems to me that it's just too much. We're hearing about it too often. We'll be back after this.
I trusted the president and Senator Begich. Lots of promises were made to pass Obamacare. They knew the real truth. Now millions are losing their health care. Some are even losing their doctor. For too many of us, costs are going way up. Senator Begich didn't listen. How can I ever trust him again? It just isn't fair. Alaska deserves better.
Call Senator Begich. Tell him no more broken promises. Stop Obamacare.
I trusted the president and Senator Begich. Lots of promises were made to pass Obamacare. They knew the real truth. Now millions are losing their health care. Some are even losing their doctor. For too many of us, costs are going way up. Senator Begich didn't listen. How can I ever trust him again? It just isn't fair. Alaska deserves better.
Call Senator Begich. Tell him no more broken promises. Stop Obamacare.
What they'll say is, well, it costs too much money. But you know what? It would cost about the same as what we would spend it over the course of 10 years. It would cost what it would cost us. All right. Okay. We're going to. It would cost us about the same as it would cost.
Shut up. I can't take this anymore. God damn it. You don't know what the hell it's going to cost. You're an idiot. What the hell do you know? Shut up. Don't bring me this crap anymore. God damn it. I'm not in a mood today. I'm not in a mood. I'm just not in the mood for nonsense anymore. Now we got a man who's stabbed over a friggin' jukebox song. Let's find out what the hell this is about. Annapolis police have charged a man they say stabbed another man after an argument over a goddamn song on a restaurant jukebox. No, there's no problem with our culture. No, it's all the fucking Republicans' problem. That's all their fault. That's right. Yeah, and I said the F word, and I'm not going to put a goddamn penny in the cuss jar either. Enough is enough of this crap. 34-year-old Martin Mariquin Rodriguez has been charged with attempted first and second degree murder and other offenses. He is being held without bond. Officers say at 12:45 a.m. Thursday, Mariquin Rodriguez, why does he need two names? I don't know. Maybe he's special. So Thursday, Mariquin Rodriguez and another man got into an argument at Lupita's restaurant. Police say the victim was walking home with Rodriguez, approached him and hugged him and stabbed him in the stomach. We don't have a problem with our culture in this country, no. Mm-mm. It's all the Republicans' fault. No, no, we're Democrats. We believe in peace and love. Authorities say the victim was taken to shock trauma in Baltimore with life-threatening injuries. Well, looks like I don't know if he's going to make it or not. I don't know. But the point is, a friggin' jukebox song? We need to stab somebody over a goddamn song? Well, if it was a Justin Bieber song, I might understand. But still, nevertheless, people are arrested. Carolyn Unfricht and Daniel Camarda, so it's a man and a woman, were inside a Cartersville hotel arguing about the Bible. And specifically, the Ten Commandments. I wonder if they talked about the one, thou shalt not kill. I wonder if they talked about that one. Unfricht told the police things got heated when she hit him across the face with her Bible. Now, if you are a religious person, and let's say you're having an argument with somebody over, say, the Bible or Ten Commandments. Okay, if you're really religious, do you really think that that person who's really religious is going to hit somebody over the head with their Bible? Not a very religious person, just saying. I'm not a religious person that much. But if somebody's going to hit you over the head with their Bible, not a religious person, period. Maybe if she took the Bible out and read it, rather than hit this man over the head with it, I don't know, maybe she could have avoided some of this stuff. Well, it turns out they were both drunk. So here we are, we have a drunked up, alcoholic Ten Commandments experts arguing over, I guess, thou shalt not kill, or I don't know what the hell they're arguing over. I mean, the Ten Commandments, you got one out of ten and you're going to be right. Now we got a man that arrives home with no beer and gets stabbed with a ceramic squirrel. South Carolina authorities say a 44-year-old woman angry at a man for returning home without beer on Christmas Eve, or on Christmas, not Christmas Eve, excuse me, beat and stabbed him with a ceramic squirrel. How dare that son of a bitch return home with no beer? On Christmas? The Charleston County Sheriff's Office says in a report that deputies found a man covered with blood when they arrived at the Helen Williams North Charleston home early Wednesday. She told the investigators the man fell and cut himself, but she could not explain why her hands and clothes were also bloody. Oh, gee, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Maybe I fell. I don't know. Deputies say the man in Williams was so angry when he returned without beer because stores were closed on Christmas Eve that she grabbed, I guess it was Christmas Eve, I was right. This freaking report doesn't know what the hell it is. Is it Christmas or Christmas Eve? Who the hell wrote this damn thing? Idiots. So it was either Christmas or Christmas Eve. Does it matter really what the hell the goddamn date is? The fact that a man comes home with all this other crap, probably tampons and mini pads and makeup and lipstick and all this other crap she needs, gotta have, but no beer. If you don't have any beer, well, goddammit, Give me that squirrel. Give me that squirrel. Crack! That's right. I'll teach you, you bastard. Don't you ever come home with a beer. Oh, we don't have a problem in this country. No, we got our culture is fine. Our mindset in this country is fine. We got no problems. Deputies say the man said Williams was so angry when he returned without beer because stores were closed on Christmas Eve that she grabbed a ceramic squirrel, beat him in the head, then stabbed him in the shoulder and chest. Williams is now in jail and charged with criminal domestic violence. Yeah.
Right.
No problem with our culture. How's that helping change working out again? Yeah, the big Mr. Uniter, Mr. Barry Satoru.
Oh, yeah. He was going to bring the country together. No one else can do it but him.
He's the only one that can do anything. He's the only one that knows anything. It's always the Democrats. Have you ever noticed when a Democrat is running for office, they're always so smart? And it's always the Republicans that are so dumb. But yet you look at all the Democrat policies that have been implemented since time and friggin' memorial. I think it's clearly obvious that the Democrats are not smart, but are indeed, in fact, stupid, stupid people. That is obvious. How about Obamacare? Oh, that's an intelligent plan, isn't it? 50 million people, according to them, depending on what speech you were listening to at the time, 50 million people out of health insurance, didn't have any health insurance, had nothing, didn't have free abortion, didn't have nothing. So they build a website that can only handle 7 million, leaving the other 43 million people, well, to fend for themselves. However, the website that when is completely finished, which it hasn't been yet, isn't able to handle the 7 million people because it can only handle, what, 10, 12,000 people a day? And if you get completely all the way through from beginning, middle, and to the very bitter end, you think you have all this wonderful, great bronze package insurance, which gives you absolutely nothing. But you get that free abortion. That's important. Free abortions are important. If it wasn't for free abortions, human being would never survive as a species. It's the abortion. That's what makes a human being survive. Abortion. I think every woman should have at least two or three abortions before they finally have their first kid. That way they can understand what it's like to be a real woman. Oh, God, I mean, where do these people come from? How do they, and why do people pay attention to these people? Why? How? I hear crap like that. Turn off, turn the channel. I don't know how people follow this. I don't know how people pay attention to this crap. I don't know how people think this crap, much less follow it. How do you get to this point? How do you get to this point where you think this way? How do you get to this point? I don't think there's enough drugs on this goddamn planet that can get me to that point. I don't want to find out either. Now, just to add complete and total insult to complete and total injury, a Nevada County church has ordered to remove
support our troops sign. Imagine that. Well, God damn it, how dare you. You Tea Partier supporting the troops? Yeah, you bastards. Yeah. Supporting the troops. You're haters. You hate. Because troops kill the enemy. You hate the troops are out there killing Al Qaeda and all their terrorists, which means you, as a trooper, are a hater because you kill. Yeah, that's what that means. The only hate that I see in this country is coming from the left, not from the right, and certainly not from the Tea Party. Maybe if some of these people on the left were actually to go to a Tea Party, which none of them have ever been to one. Isn't that funny how these people, none of them, this Maxine Waters, which I'm sorry, but she's even dumber than Nancy Pelosi, which I didn't think that you could possibly get stupider than Nancy Pelosi. But Maxine Waters, you've exceeded it. You've done it. You deserve a medal for being dumber than Nancy Pelosi. Imagine that. That's a hell of an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. You're an idiot, Miss Walters. Just shut up, please. The American people no longer need your BS. We don't want it, we don't need it, and we can't afford it. So anyway, before I digress into territories that are just beyond even me, a church is in a dash or a clash with Nevada County after being told to take down a sign with an American flag. Oh, that's the problem right there. You put up a sign with an American flag? What the hell, you some kind of racist? You some kind of hater? What's the matter with you putting up that American flag? You freaking homophobe? What's the matter with you? You misogynist? You racist? What's the matter with you? You don't put up that flag. You know what that flag stands for? That flag stands for racism, homophobicism, misogynism, just hateism. That's what that flag stands for. Every one of those stars stands for another form of hate. Every one of those stripes stands for hate.
Whatever.
All right, let's get back to this. Stop the digression. Simple Truth Church. Simple Truth. That's the name of the church. Simple Truth. Put up a sign to cover an old, run-down billboard. See, the old billboard was run down. It was, you know, it was terrible. It was awful. Nobody was taking care of it. So here you have this church that sees this billboard up there looking like crap. Why not put something up there that's positive for everybody? I don't know. Why not? Let's try it. Well, seems that's a bit of a problem. See, when you support the troops and you put an American flag, that offends people. Yeah, terrorists that are living in this country illegally. Don't you know that? Don't you know that we can't offend anybody? Unless you're an American citizen and you're white and you're Republican, then you're gray-haired. Oh, yeah. Oh, you deserve all the criticism. You deserve everything. You deserve to be humiliated. Because all you ask for is freedom, son of a bitch. Yeah, that's right. We do ask for freedom. We demand it. We require it. We need it. We want it. And we're going to get it. We're going to have it. We don't care what you say, Mr. Satoru. We don't care how many executive orders you pass, Mr. Satoru. We're Americans, which means we're free. We like freedom. We're going to continue our freedom. And we really don't care what you, well, I don't know if you're a Kenyan or an Indonesian or a Hawaiian. We don't really know. See, because you haven't been that honest with us.
So we don't really know really what the hell your friggin' name is or where the hell you were even born. But I'll tell you this, we don't give a damn. I don't give a damn where you were born. I don't care if you were born on the friggin' moon. What the hell does that mean, where you were born? I don't care. Nobody cares. We want you out. You are bad for the country. You are dangerous. You are expensive. You have taken everybody who had insurance, you have taken these people, and now they don't have insurance. And you say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, we still got these people that have insurance. Yeah, that's wait till 2014, which is just a few days away. Wait till that. Mm-hmm. Wait till these unions and employer mandates are, were these waivers where they have to go away, and all these unions, all these union members are going to have to sign up for Obamacare? Yeah, that's right. You union fellas, get ready. Obamacare is coming your way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All these employer mandates, oh, yeah. Those are all gone. Gone away. Bye-bye. You think what happened in 2013 was a disaster? A fiasco? Oh, man, that's funny. That's hilarious. Wait till 2014. That's right, Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and Mr. McCain and Mr. Graham and Mr. Boehner, the crybaby. Look, I got nothing against a man crying. I personally believe that if a man can't cry, he's not really a man. If a man feels no emotions, he's not a man. A man must emote. A man must feel. If a man doesn't feel, well, not much of a man. Right? If a man can't feel, how's he going to know that what he's doing to somebody else is hurting them? Well, he's not going to know because he doesn't get hurt. He doesn't feel any pain. He doesn't feel anything. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with a man crying. To me, that doesn't show weakness. That shows strength. If a man's not afraid to cry over something that is sad and deserves to be cried over, that's not weakness. That's strength. A man is not afraid to cry, that's a strength. That means he feels. And if somebody can feel, that means they can empathize. You can sympathize all you want to. Well, sympathy doesn't mean anything. Sympathy's almost irrelevant. Sympathy and empathy are two different things. Sympathy means, well, okay, yeah, I can feel sorry for the son of a bitch. Wah, wah, blah, 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 blah. But empathy means you not only can feel sorry for him, but you know what that person is going through because you've been through it yourself. That's empathy. That's real empathy. That's real empathy. Not what the goddamn dictionary tells you. Yeah, a dictionary, roll it up and smoke it for all I care. I'm only concerned with what is real and what is real, and that's it. And what is real, that if a man cries, he's got strength. It means he cares. It means he has feeling. He can feel. In order to be a human being, you must be able to feel. However, now that we've established that, that doesn't mean that you have to cry at every moment. Something good happens, you cry. Something bad happens, you cry. Okay, that's called a weak tip. That's called somebody who's not strong. That's called weak. And Mr. Boehner, you are weak. You don't have what it takes to fight. Yes, this is a war. We're in the middle of a war. I know we've got wars going on in Benghazi. We've got wars going on in Iraq.
We've got wars going on in Afghanistan. We've got wars going on all over the friggin' planet. But the biggest war that we have going on is the war that's going on in this country. And that war is the fact that far too many people are far too friggin' patient with far too many things, and we can't have that anymore. We can't afford it. We don't want it. We don't need it. We need to get rid of it. There's nothing wrong with being patient. Things that you should be patient for. Lying, not patient. Spinning, not patient. Covering up, not patient. Anyway, where the hell friggin' were we? Well, we're a Nevada County Church. It's ordered to remove the support our troops sign. And now where the hell are we? I don't know. So, anyway, see, this is the problem with me. I digress a lot. There's nothing I can do about it. But I'm right. So that's all that matters. Simple Truth Church put up the sign to cover an old rundown billboard. However, the Support Our Troops sign is becoming quite controversial. Imagine that, Support Our Troops is controversial. Yeah, you know, the guys that are out there busting their ass, eating a meal whenever they can, whenever they get an opportunity out of a friggin' can, and it's not warm, it's not hot. These are the guys living in foxholes and ditches. To protect pieces of crap like you to run your fat friggin' mouths off and criticize these people. You're also the same sons of bitches that are forcing American people into a health care that is not health care, it's death care. And we've got to do that because we've got too many people on planet Earth. We've got too many humans on planet Earth, so we've got to get rid of them. Well, what's the perfect way to get rid of them? Give them death care. We'll get rid of them. We'll lower their quality of life. We'll get rid of the human population. No problem. That's what's going on here. That is exactly what's going on here. This is not hyperbole, people. The whole point of this, if you study Common Core, Agenda 21, you study liberalism, you study what the hell's that friggin' idiot's name that... Oh, God damn it, I'm terrible with names. Saul Alinsky. You follow that, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. You lower the quality of life. That's how you gain control. So you lower the quality of life so more people die, and if more people die, well, then you have more control. Is that what you want? You want to just be another Obama statistic? Or do you want to live your life to the fullest? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Don't ask me. Don't ask your neighbor. Don't ask your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. Don't ask anybody but yourself. What do you want to do? You want to be another goddamn statistic? Or do you want to live life to the fullest? Do you think this president gives you the opportunity to live your life your fullest? Do you? Really? Well, explain to me then just exactly what does Obama really give this country? What has liberalism ever given this country to make you think that way? What? Oh, I can live my life fullest to the fullest now. I've got Obamacare. I can't afford it. I've got no doctor. I've got no hospital anywhere near me. I've got to travel at least 200 miles before I can even find a doctor that will even look at me. My life is doing great. The quality of life is superior. Oh, my God. It's high time you liberals need to stop lying to yourself. You're not lying to us because we're smarter than you. You understand? We are smarter than you. We do know more than you. You cannot lie to us. We know when you are lying. We don't buy it. We don't believe it. We won't have anything to do with it. You are lying to yourself, and that is the worst lie that you could ever tell, is the lie that you tell yourself. It's about time you stop lying to us. You're not lying to us. We don't believe you. We know the truth already.
So anyway, again, I keep digressing. Nothing I can do about it. Church puts up this old sign, rundown billboard, yeah, blah, 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 blah. It's a sign that it's got American flags that support our troops. But it's controversial because supporting our troops. Well, you know, they're all murderers. They're all Republican. They all hate. They're all misogynists and they're homophobes and they hate everybody because they carry a gun. They protect your goddamn filthy friggin' mouth. That's what they do. Yeah, believe it or not. These people over there in Iraq and Iran, or Iraq and Afghanistan, terrorism is terrorism and it's fought over there, but if you really get down and you really start thinking about it, they are protecting you. So you communist son of a bitch, can go out there and burn our friggin' flag. They're protecting you. And this is what we get. This is the thanks that these people get. These guys that are out there living in a goddamn foxhole in a friggin' ditch, eating goddamn sea rats out of a friggin' can, got bullets flying over their friggin' head. They've got their buddy's brains blown up right in front of them. They're covered in the man's blood and guts. And you got the audacity to go out and burn our friggin' flag and complain about these people? You ignorant sons of bitches. People should burn you. How about that? Oh, but see, we can't do that. That would be offensive. That'd be murder. That's right, it would be murder. That's why we don't do that. We think. That's why we don't act the way you do, because we think. We use our friggin' brains! God damn it! You know, this stuff, I'm sorry, but this stuff may seem very, inconsequential. It may seem very, insignificant, but it's not. This is American way of life. How the hell could you possibly criticize a trooper who's out there busting his friggin' ass? You think the son of a bitch wants to be there in a goddamn foxhole? You think he wants to be in a ditch when he's got Al-Qaeda shooting over him 24-7? You think that son of a bitch really wants to be there? I'm pretty sure he doesn't. I've been in situations, too. Not near as having bullets flying over my head, but I have been in very contentious, very combative situations. And I'm telling you, the fear, you have no idea what that fear is like. You have no idea what fear really means. To be really that fearful, you're numb. It's almost to the point you have really no idea what's going on. You're numb. You can't sleep. Sleep! Sleep! Oh, no, 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 no. You may be tired as hell, but sleep? No, no, no. No, no, no. Well, I've been in those situations for a short time. A few days, a week. Few days here and there, bits and pieces. These sons of bitches are down there 24-7. Now, the fear that I felt, again, broken left-handed tongue, and coupled with the eggnog, why I'm even able to speak this morning, I don't know. But that fear of knowing that your life could end in any given goddamn second. You don't know that fear until you felt it. And so every one of you pricks that are out there, you're protesting these soldiers. You're out there stopping. You're taking away the American flag, and you're taking away signs that say support our troops. You people right there, you people need to experience just 10 minutes of that fear. Just 10 minutes. Actually, if you experience that fear in 5 minutes, 1 minute, 1 second, you change your mind. I have no respect for anybody who's going to criticize the soldier for any reason. Yeah, Vietnam was a screwed up war. I remember watching it when I was on TV. I remember watching it when I was a kid. I watched it on TV. I knew what the hell it was. My grandfather talked to me all about it. I remember watching it.
remember knowing about it. I've watched what do you call it, those Watergate hearings. I remember watching that on television, knew what was going on. I was a little kid, and I knew I was able. I'm sorry, but children are a lot, hell of a lot smarter than you think they are. They do pay attention. They do learn. They do listen. They do focus. Vietnam was a stupid war. Vietnam was fought for people to make a whole lot of money. And there was a whole lot of people that were killed and injured and maimed and completely devastated over somebody wanting to make a lot of money. And they did make a lot of money. They made a lot of money off Vietnam. Now, can you blame the soldier that was down there humping? Can you blame that soldier? I can't blame that soldier. Wasn't his fault. Wasn't his. He didn't have anything to say about it. He was drafted. He was forced by our government to go fight for somebody, for fight for them, so they can make money while this son of a bitch is out there in a ditch eating out of a can and having his buddy's brains and guts splattered all over him. Yeah, that's a hell of a meal. Oh, here. Here, pass the brains over there. Well, yeah, I don't know. You got any liver? I'll trade you parts of a liver for a part of a brain. And you have the audacity to burn our American flag and criticize our soldiers for out there humping their butts? Look, I was in the Navy. I wasn't in a foxhole. I wasn't in a ditch. I've seen enough to know that what these guys are going through in a ditch, I mean, is just, I mean, countless times worse than what I'm going through. Because I know I wouldn't have to really worry about too much, because if one of those silkworm missiles that were locked on us were to hit our ship, we'd be dead in a second. Not even a second. It's instantly. I really wouldn't have much to worry about. That was the biggest fear of not knowing. That fear of not knowing what's about to happen next, not knowing what could happen next, that's the fear that gets you. But see, all these smart-ass college pukes, they don't know what fear is, but yet they're criticizing. They have the audacity to criticize these people, burn our American flag, and think that a sign with the American flag that says support our troops is offensive? You are offensive! Each and every one of you sons of bitches that are out there criticizing the goddamn troops, you motherfuckers are offensive! Fuck you! And I'm not going to put a penny in the goddamn Coast jar. Fuck you! How dare you? How dare you criticize these people? What is the matter with you? What is wrong with you? They call this a goddamn eyesore. A billboard with an American flag that says, support our troops is a freaking eyesore? Are you kidding me? An eyesore? An eyesore? How do you think that man in that goddamn ditch eating a cold friggin' sea ration feels that you think that a sign that says support our troops is a goddamn eyesore? I swear to God, I am just sick and tired of you people. How can you possibly do this? What is wrong with you? And you talk about the American, you talk about the right being mean? The Tea Party being mean? What the frig are you? What the frig are you? Maybe, if you people would just spend 10 seconds just imagining what it's like to live in a goddamn ditch with bullets over your freaking head 24-7, maybe you might think twice before you burn our American flag, before you criticize our troops, maybe you just might think. You miserable sons of bitches won't. That's your goddamn problem. You don't think. Back after this.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt
Look,
limit.
The president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Prime Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
For decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
Women are the driving force of the new economy. They balance the family checkbook. They start businesses, create jobs. But Kay Hagan just doesn't get it. Instead of listening to North Carolina, Hagan continues to push for Obamacare. Hagan supports waivers for friends of Obama and special treatment for Congress and their staffs. And who gets stuck with the bill? Families and small businesses. Kay Hagan, taking care of Washington insiders, not North Carolina families. Tell Kay Hagan, that's just wrong.
All right. I think I've calmed down enough. I'm sorry, but this kind of stuff just irritates the hell out of me. I cannot stand this. I cannot stand by and just allow people to criticize, oh, support the troops. Well, we got to take that sign down, and if they don't take it down, we're going to fine them. Fine them for what? Supporting the troops? What's the matter with you people? God damn it, I'd like to finish this frickin' story if I could. Bill and Julia Stokes say the sign was meant to send a positive message, and the church never knew it could stir up such controversy. Well, you've never met, well, Democrats, obviously. Why would you knock something that has American flag on it that says, support our troops? I have no idea. I really don't, said Bill. Well, I don't either, Bill. The banner put up 3 weeks ago may be an upgrade from the faded realty sign that was there before. Some schmuck that hasn't worked in the realty business in probably years. He got his ugly mug up there. Oh, look at me, buy a house for me. No, I'm not going to buy a house from you. You're an ugly looking son of a bitch and you're a creep. Not to mention the fact that this ad is so old, you're probably not even there anymore. And what house? How can I buy a house? I don't have a friggin' job. How do you expect me to buy a house? But according to the Nevada County officials, the Simple Truth Church, yeah, that's they're probably racist. Needed to have a permit. Oh, you got to have a permit to support the troops. Here's my support the troops permit. Since when do you need a goddamn permit to support the troops? The very people that are fighting for you to criticize them. Who are you to demand that they need a permit?
And we don't have a problem in this country. We don't have a problem with our culture. We don't have a problem with our goddamn mindset. Are you kidding me? You know, I was going to try to be very calm, cool, and collected this morning. I guess I friggin' failed, didn't I? Well, it's crap like this that sends me just absolutely goddamn sideways, and I don't really care. I don't care if Blog Talk Radio gets pissed at me and shuts me off because I cuss. Go ahead. I'm getting the goddamn truth out. Regardless, that's what it takes. That's what it takes in this country, is for people to stand up and get out the goddamn truth. That's what it takes in this country. That's what it takes. This is not a game anymore, people. This is your life. This is your livelihoods. This is not a game. The hell can you possibly take down a sign at a church, seeing that it was dilapidated, beat down, run down, screwed up, sucked? It was all just an absolute freaking disaster. You couldn't even hardly see what the frig it was, so they took a goddamn billboard. And they said, you know what? Let's put up something positive up here. Instead of this piece of crap that we got up here that's all ripped up, torn up, nobody can even read the son of a bitch anymore. Some fat son of a bitch goddamn piece of crap realtor who's only going to screw you anyway. He's got his fat freaking mug up there. He's been up there for so goddamn long, I doubt very seriously he's even employed anymore. Especially in the realty business. How do you expect to be employed in the realty business? So we're going to go ahead, we're going to put up a sign up there, we're going to put the American flag, which, think the American flag should be rather innocuous, but evidently it's not. Support our troops. Yeah. Oh, God, isn't that racist? Don't you hate those racist people that support the troops? They're all racist, they're misogynists, they're haters, they're homophobes because they support the troops. They support the very people that are out there living in a friggin' ditch with bullets flying over their head 24/7. And these are the haters. Of course they're haters. They carry a gun. Troopers are haters. What, are you kidding me? They carry a gun. They've got to hate. Nobody carries a gun that doesn't hate. What, are you kidding me? Come on. All them troopers, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, they're all haters. They all hate. I tell you what I hate. I hate ignorance. And that's exactly what this is. If you see a sign that has an American flag that says support our troops, and you're gonna complain to somebody because that bothers you, what does that really say about you? It says a lot. A lot. Now, then you've got the son of a bitch who takes this ridiculous complaint from another son of a bitch, and they act upon it. Well, we got this son of a bitch over here who's complaining about this American flag that says support the troops on a billboard. So now we've got to act upon it because we've got one son of a bitch. Not the whole town. Not the state. Not the country. But one. One person. Huh. Well, I know that there's at least me that have complained about a lot of things that's been going on in this government. How come they don't change for me? Well, I know for a fact that I am far, 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 far from the minority of people that want to have Obamacare repealed. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go out on a limb here. because that's the kind of guy I am. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stand by it, and I'm going to defend it. I am far, far, far from the minority of people that want to have this president impeached. That's right. Impeached. We've only done it once before, but it really wasn't an impeachment. What was it, Jackson or not Jackson? I can't remember who the hell the name of it was. But they went through the impeachment process. And I think even the House and the Senate both voted to impeach. But something happened where they didn't go through it. I can't remember what the hell happened. And there was a lot of shenanigans that he was doing. I can't remember. Again, I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be. I just know what I know. And what I know is what I know. But what's going on here? Okay, yeah. Clinton, a complete screw-up. I didn't think his administration was – I didn't think progressed this country. I thought it degressed this country. We found that out by the housing crisis, which is all the Republicans' fault, even though they had nothing to do with it. Isn't that right, Ms. Gillibrand? Isn't that right, Governor Cuomo? Republicans had nothing to do with it. You two sons of bitches had everything to do with it, though, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Don't sit there and try to deny it. You know exactly what you did, Kirsten Gillibrand and Mr. Cuomo. What's his name? The governor. The governor of New York. Who the hell do you think I'm talking about? Whatever his name is, Cuomo. The governor. Well, but of course I didn't think you would ever know. What the hell? Go back to sleep. Go back and take your freaking nap. Jesus Christ, you've been screwing up on all the freaking clips we've been playing today. You got like about 12 hours in between each cue. Go back to sleep. I should do this goddamn thing by myself. You're a lot better off. I didn't like what we did with Clinton, even though he should have been impeached, but for a whole lot of other reasons other than this one. Some blue stained dress? Okay, whoop-de-doo. You know, okay, should he have been doing it? You know, being the president and bringing some 19-year-old fat intern into your Oval Office? You know, playing cigar hockey? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Should it be impeachable? I'm going to go ahead and say no, because I think the impeachment process should be for legitimate reasons and legitimate reasons only, meaning the last friggin' resort. First of all, Fast and Furious, what happened with that, that's grounds for impeachment. Just that alone. And that story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Then you go off to the stimulus packages. Yes, I know, the stimulus package, yeah, it was supposed to bring all these jobs, but it didn't. Well, how can you impeach a president over a stimulus package? Well, it's pretty simple. When he takes the American people's tax money, calls it a stimulus package, but it's only stimulant to a fraction of his friends that open up a company that has no business whatsoever of staying in business or even conducting business. The whole reason for them forming their business is to get stimulus package money, which is a big, huge, multi-million dollar bonus check, because they gave contributions to Barry Sotaro so he can win his first election. Yeah, I have a problem with that. That is grounds for impeachment. Taking the American taxpayer dollars and giving to your friends to open up a business that has no business of even conducting business and giving them a multi-million dollar bonus. Yeah. Then you look at what happened with Benghazi. A lot of terror, a lot of not only terrorist activity, from the enemy, treasonous activity from our own friggin' government. That is grounds for dismissal. That is grounds for impeachment. That is grounds to go to jail. But see, if you say that, you're a racist. Well, why would that make you a racist?
Well, the president and his entire administration, which he is in charge of his administration,
what they did with Fast and Furious, what they did with Benghazi, IRS, stimulus packages, health care, NSA, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. I can't tell you, and you know it. I don't have to tell you people. Because if you're listening to this show, first of all, you're not an idiot. That's number frickin' one. And if you are listening to this show, you do know all the violations this man has committed. This entire administration, not just Obama. You can't blame just Barry Satoro. You can't blame just one man. Even though, yeah, he's in charge. He's the main man. He's the head honcho. But you can't blame just him. I blame not only him, but I blame his minions. And I blame the American people who flat refuse to question him. Who flat refuse to say, wait a minute. None of this stuff made any sense. I'm not going to vote for you again. What did they do? They voted for him twice. And now the same people that voted for him twice are now complaining. Obama's bad. Obama took away my health care. Obama took away my job. Obama took away my way of life. Obama took away this. Obama took away this. Hello, wakey, wakey time. Maybe if you idiots had paid attention in, I don't know, say round, oh, you give a round figure, 2007? Starting around that time? Maybe if you had just paid attention to what the right was telling you, paying attention to what the Tea Party, before the Tea Party was actually the Tea Party was the Tea Party. And they were telling you, Satoro Care isn't going to work, can't work, never will work. It will. You will lose your doctor. You will lose your job. You will lose your health care. You're going to lose. Well, if you think you're going to get health care again, you're going to have to pay twice as much, three, four times as much, coming out in 2007. So none of this stuff is really, to me, I find this. Well, I didn't know anything. What do you mean you didn't know? How do you mean you didn't know? Why do you think the president was going out there telling you that you could keep your doctor in your plan? Why do you think he was so adamant about it? Because that was already out there that you weren't going to be able to keep your plan. You weren't going to be able to keep your doctor. That was out there. We knew that. We were saying that. My God. Limbaugh, Hannity, Levin, Glenn Beck. What the hell, Michael Savage, for Christ's sakes. I mean, the list goes on and on of all the people that were saying this crap. Even Geraldo Rivera might have even mentioned it. And he's a piece of garbage, this guy. I mean, just shut up, Geraldo. You know, and the thing about Geraldo is he just seems like the kind of guy, he seems like the kind of guy that would be really cool to hang out with. Got him away from politics. I bet his guy is a cool guy, man. I bet you can sit down, you can drink a beer with the guy, you can talk with the guy, you can have a great conversation. He could be a great friend. But when you get him talking politics and this and that, a complete, total turnoff. And it's sad. And that's, you know, I find out a lot about a lot of liberals. Because a lot of liberals are my friends. And they are cool people to hang out with. But when they start talking politics now, I'm thinking, okay, no. Fine, what your personal life is and what your politics are separate. Are they? Really? So if you have bad politics, you tell me your personal life is going to be just as good? It's not going to be affected? Really? Oh. How many people have had their their personal lives affected by this administration? Well, a lot of people. Well, one, they can no longer go out to restaurants and bars and have fun, go to the movies. They can't do that very much anymore. So I don't buy this crap that just because you're a nice guy gives you an excuse to be a jerk. Geraldo Rivera, you are probably a very nice guy. But politically, you're an idiot, and you're dangerous. You need to shut up. We can't afford this crap anymore. We cannot afford to allow any more from any direction. I'm sorry, but enough is enough. We cannot no longer be anything. Anything. Period. Wow. You gotta be patient. Come on. You're just, yeah, just a loud mouth. Really? Think of all the people that were impatient for, well, say Obamacare. What did that do to the country?
Well, it put a hell of a lot more people that didn't have insurance out of insurance.
People that had jobs took away their jobs. And the people that were allowed to buy health insurance, well, you can pay 2, 3, 4 times as much. That's just for the premiums. Wait till we get to the out-of-pocket expenses. And patience is a virtue? No. When it comes to politics, patience is dangerous. Patience is perilous. That's not hyperbole. If we're allowed to be more patient like Mr. King and Mr. McCain and McConnell and the rest, they think that we can, well, wait till 2016, which is another couple of years, then to have an election on November, which, and then being, well, take office in 2017, which is over 3 years away. Look at the damage what Obamacare has done in just over 2 months. Now look at what the damage could do over 3 years. That's right, Mr. King. We don't have the time to wait. We're not patient. We don't have the time to wait for the right time to fight. When the right time to fight is the time that you see the fight, that's when you fight. Oh, look, it, there's the enemy. They're shooting at us. Well, it's not the right time to fight. Let's go back in our bunker and we'll wait around for a couple more years and then we'll come out and we'll fight. Mr. King, if you don't want to fight anymore, you need to stay out of the goddamn war. And if you don't think for 1 second that there is a war going on in this country, you need to open up your eyes and pay attention. There is a war. It is a civil war. A brutal civil war. May not be fought with guns, may not be fought with bombs, but it is fought. It is fought hard. And the only people that are going to be, the only casualties are the innocent American taxpaying citizen. Those are your casualties. Think anybody in the government is going to pay for this Obamacare? No. Are you kidding me? They're protected. They're not going to pay for anything. Why should they? They came up with it. Why should they have to suffer for what they came up with? It's up to the American people to suffer, not for us. We're the government. Oh, okay, I get it. Unbelievable. I haven't even had time to even open up my treasure chest here. All right, let's open the son of a bitch, see if we can strike any booty here. More Benghazi cover-ups, blames and lies. Really? Wow, gee.
We're going to get into that. I know I've only got 27 minutes, and I wanted to get into that at the very first part of the show. I didn't make it. State Department whistleblower has emailed hacked and deleted. Hopefully we can get into that. Exclusive U.S. government urged to name CEO to run Obamacare market. I mean, this is just, I mean, these people are pathetic. Give it up. Look, your Health and Human Services Secretary, God damn it. I guess I've had more eggnog than I thought. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Hell, it's noon in Houston. Don't worry about it. Exclusive. Try this again. U.S. government urged to name CEO to run Obamacare market. Now, my point is if you have a Health and Human Services Secretary, okay, that is who runs Obamacare. And if you have a Health and Human Services Secretary that can't seem to run anything, can't get a website up, can't seem to get this up, can't seem to get that up, what the frig is her point? What is her job? Get rid of her. What is this Kat Sebelius doing? What job is she doing, and how much is she taking out of the American taxpayer's pocket every friggin' month? That's what I'd like to know. How much is this woman getting paid a year? And yet we have to continue to hire more and more CEOs and more intelligent people because this friggin' idiot can't seem to figure out what the hell she's doing! And now we have this asshole, and I'm sorry, and I flat refuse to put a penny in the kitty jar on this one. This asshole, Taverner, what the hell's her name? Melanie or whatever her name is, Megan Taverner, whatever her name is Taverner with the CMS. She runs Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, come on, this woman, I mean, not only does she deserve to lose her job, she deserves to be behind bars, for God's sakes. What is this woman doing? She cost the American people $677 million goddamn dollars to get a website that isn't even completed yet? And she can't answer any questions in front of Congress? She deserves to keep her job? What? What is her name? Maureen Taverner, whatever her name is. I don't really care what her name is. Look, we don't need these people in our government anymore. And we don't need people who allow these people in our government anymore. And yeah, that means you might have to actually go to the goddamn voting booth and actually be friggin' responsible. That's what it takes. Responsible voting is what it takes. Well, you don't get that anymore. Well, that's offensive. You can't vote responsible. Why should you? There's no money in it. Why should I pay? Why should I go out and vote responsibly? Nobody's paying me to. All right, now, I know I've only got a couple of minutes here. All right, well, now I look. Now I got my brother. Maybe he's sober enough. Maybe he might be able to give us a little insight on what the hell happened over the football friggin' weekend. Kurt, are you there?
Me too, man.
What a day is exactly right, man. I'm telling you, I about lost it today. I haven't even gotten into anything that I wanted to talk about today. But I will do this. I'm going to break away from this crap. I'm going to break away. I have to. Otherwise, I'm going to have a goddamn stroke, and I'm going to freak out, have a heart attack, and I'm going to die on the friggin' air. We're going to talk about Peyton Manning. How about that? How about that? 5,477 yards. That's what I'm saying. That's football. That's good for him.
Congratulations. Nice job.
And you knew that the Cowboys were going to just be you knew. Come on. You knew it. You knew it. The boys are done.
Come on, the poor fellas.
Well,
I got to do something. I Look, how about the freaking mountains, man?
Are you talking on? Are you talking on your whatchamacallit again? Because you're breaking up and you're sounding like you're underwater.
No, I'm not.
Well, that was almost a little better.
Yeah, well, because I had it away from my face because I keep pushing my face.
You're breaking up again. You got to get off speakerphone. Speakerphone does not work on Blog Talk Radio.
You geek.
Kurt, you're on something because Blog Talk Radio does not use speakerphone. It can't work.
You're on something. I'm not on a speaker.
It sounds like you're on. It's not where you're garbled.
Well, so are you.
All right, now that's almost a little better. But you
sometimes
can't use speakerphone.
With these phones, you got to move.
There you go.
Speaker.
There
get
you
over.
Go. That's a little better. Speakerphone does not work on Blog Talk Radio. Why?
Yeah,
I don't know. I
that.
Didn't design it.
I don't
it
care.
Just doesn't then work.
You're not on.
Now
one,
I
so
now I hear
accept
you.
It.
Now I hear you. Accept that. So where were you last week? By the way, we had a lot of important games, man.
Drunk, man. It was Christmas time.
I don't care.
I know. I missed the day. I was awake in time. I just forgot it was Friday.
Well, you know. There was some a good for Arizona yesterday. They battled hard, and I'm with you. I think Arizona next year. I think Arizona is.
I'm gonna hate them. I'm gonna hate them.
I'm gonna hate them too. But I guarantee you, get out your book. Yeah, exactly. Get out your book and get your feather out. Dip it into some ink and put this down. Arizona is going to have a better record than San Francisco next year. Put it down, put it in a book, and close it.
I don't question that. I think that's logical. I started to say before you got so stupid about your speakerphone, the frickin' Browns didn't even wait till the guy got to the locker room. I think they stopped him out on the field and fired him.
Oh, their head coach?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, how many coaches have been through the Browns? How many players have been through the Browns?
They got to do something different. They got to do.
You would think that the Browns is one of the – first of all, Browns are one of the oldest football established
– Didn't they invent football?
You would think that the Cleveland Browns invented football. If you're a football fan, you would think that. But they haven't won nothing. They've never even won, even before the Super Bowl, they have never won a title. I don't think they've ever won a playoff game. Maybe one.
Oh, yeah, they have. Yeah, they have.
Give me the date and time. And who'd they play?
March 31st.
Yeah, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. They didn't. They haven't won nothing.
I don't care. They've won. They're a franchise. They've just been around forever. They had to have won at least one something.
Well,
maybe they won the Pop Warner or something.
Pop Warner. How I look at it is, I really don't care who wins anything, as long as Seahawks takes home the Lombardi Trophy, and that's all that matters to me. All this other crap doesn't matter. Nothing. I don't care about nothing.
I'm telling you, Denver beats them.
No.
It's going to be tough
Denver.
On me, but yeah.
Kurt,
Denver beats
Kurt,
them.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
listen
you
to
keep,
the
cap- keep saying it. Keep saying
the, cap-
it.
The captain is always right. And I think I was
blah,
wrong.
Blah, blah.
And it was because I thought that I was wrong, but I wasn't. But Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos are not even going to make the play. Are not even going to make the Super Bowl.
No, you got your book. I got the right one.
Look,
it's Denver and Seattle.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it. I think that would be, even if Seattle lost, I still would not have a problem with the game. You know what I mean?
I've already seen it, Seattle and Denver. It's raining that day. It's cold. And
If we're in New York, it's going to be snowing. It's in the middle of February.
It'll be raining.
I'm already prayed to God, and I've told
tight game.
Snow.
And Seattle loses.
No. Seattle is going to take back the Super Bowl that they lost when they played Pittsburgh because the referees and everybody else took it away from them. And they're going to take it. It's going to be theirs. They're going to – look, it's in the book. You can't argue with the book.
I've written the book, man. I've seen it all.
I own the book. I invented the book. The book is that Seattle Seahawks are going to win. And Denver Broncos will not even make it to the playoffs. I think Seattle's going to play somebody.
Well, no, you got to back up a little bit because they're already in the playoffs, dummy.
I meant the Super Bowl.
I know what you meant, but you said it.
I know. I never know what the hell I say, but I know what the hell I mean, if that makes any sense.
I get it. Somewhat. So anyways, Browns coach, I don't think they even let him back in the locker room after the game. I think they just stopped him on the field.
The Browns. I mean,
I know, but it was just quick. It was done. It was boom after the game. Hey, sorry, you're not allowed in this locker room anymore. And it's kind of stupid.
I think he was probably fired before that, and he knew it. And,
probably. I think he knew it was.
And
now, who's gonna? What happened with Shanahan already? I don't know. I'm watching.
When I was watching the Red Zone, they had bringing the Jets that were coming on, and when the Jets finally won at the end, it irritated me to no end. I wanted Miami to win. This is Rex Ryan's last game with the Jets.
No, it didn't exactly happen.
Well, actually, I guess I could see Rex Ryan. I hate to say it. I don't know why I even think this way. I don't even know why I even think in this way, but I see him going to the Cowboys. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need that in the Cowboys. But I don't think
Rex so. They already dropped his brother. I don't think they're going to want him there. So,
well, they dropped his brother for other reasons.
I know. I get it.
I think his brother's probably a better head coach than him for some reason.
I don't think he wants it, though.
I don't think he wants it either.
So,
he likes
I think Rex stays in New York for at least another year.
Well, I can't
They're going to rip that team apart.
Well, they need to.
Yeah, they're going to. They're going to rebuild the entire thing. It's going to take another three, well, one more than 3 years, but it's going to take time.
Well,
but I think they keep Rex Ryan.
I don't think it's
If I was Shanahan.
Wow.
Yeah. If I was Shanahan, man, I would have said, listen, you little pee-pee, I'll meet with you Monday morning. And I'd just resign. I wouldn't even let the guy fire me.
Okay, so Shanahan is gone.
Not officially, but yes.
Well, he's come on.
Yes.
If he returns, who do you think best fit for Shanahan in the 2014 season in the NFL?
Where Shanahan goes?
If it's a big if he is hired again in the 2014 season, who do you think is his best?
I think his freaking couch would be best for a while. Just sit it out. Take a break, man.
Well,
he's been coaching since he was 12.
He won two Super Bowls with the Broncos, didn't he? At least one.
I think he needs to just sit it out for a year or two if he ever decides to go back. I think he's done. I think he'll just say, nah, had it. I don't need any more of your crap. But
you know,
if he was to go somewhere,
I don't know very much about him. He's very quiet. He's not a he's not an outspoken coach. So he gives you very little to work with. So I really don't know very much about him.
When he does speak, though, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, no, I like him. I like him. I like him. I like Shanahan. I think he's, you know, I was kind of, when he came to the Redskins a couple of years ago, I was kind of thinking, okay, he's going to turn this team around.
That little Snyder pee-pee guy, the owner, he needs to sell it. Give it to somebody that can run it, because he's an idiot.
Not only do you need a team that is good, but you need a team, most importantly, you need a team that plays together, and that is where the coach comes in. That's where the head coach comes in. He has got to coordinate these guys to play together.
Crap in there, but when you put crap in there, it screws everything up. You can't do it.
Right?
Nobody
no,
can.
I don't. Now, yesterday was some interesting games.
Fun, man. What a day.
Now,
the Jets screwed everything up.
Now, who finally won, Kansas City or San Diego? I think Kansas City won in overtime. I know they went over.
I would bet my money that Kansas City won. No, I think it was San Diego. Wow, yeah, I think it was. That would have messed things up, too.
Well, Pittsburgh wanted to get in. Oh,
yeah,
Shanahan's already
game.
Done. He's already done.
Did you see it? Okay, figured.
Mr. Washington has fired Coach Mike Shanahan after a 3-13 season. Well, he came on this year, or last year, I think he came on last year. I don't think it's Shanahan that's the problem. I think it's their
R2-D2.
I think it's R2-D2 is a big problem. I think that's their biggest problem. I don't think it's Shanahan. I got nothing against R2-D2.
No, I don't either. But
I think he's athletic. I think he's a good football player. I don't think he's a quarterback. I don't think he's
a
leader.
It's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
The owner's a little pee-pee.
He might be. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
He is.
Green Bay finally won. They finally won. I had picked Chicago, but I was rooting for Green Bay because I thought that.
I believe I picked Green Bay. That was it. Was a I don't care because I like them both, but I was probably rooting more for Green Bay.
San Diego did win 27-24.
So Pitt is. Does that mean Pitt needs an end?
No, Pitt's out.
Huh?
Pitt's out.
What happened there? Somebody else lost or something because they were close.
Kansas City didn't. First of all, Kansas City didn't play anybody. They didn't play Smith. They didn't play five of their. You know, I don't like that. And you know what? They're going to lose the first or second game in the playoffs because of that. It happens every time.
I wouldn't be sure.
I guarantee you. Watch it. They're not going to go. You think Kansas City's going to go to the Super Bowl? Come on. They ain't going nowhere.
But I do believe, they gave San Diego a huge run for the money, and that was without anybody. That was with the peanut vendor playing.
I know.
I get what you're saying, but
1 minute
when the guy
good, the next minute you don't know what the hell.
I know. Yeah.
Anyone, and Houston, for God's sakes, Houston.
Can they do something?
I mean, what's the point of Houston? Look, I think next year, though, I guarantee you next year they're going to be – how much you want to bet they're going to 10 wins next year?
No, I'm not saying that yet. Man, I got to see something to – because I haven't seen anything. What is wrong with them?
Look, where were they last year, and then all of a sudden they
– I know.
All right.
You tell me what happened, though.
I don't know.
I don't either. That's the problem. I don't think anybody knows what
happened.
What
the hell happened to the Giants? I mean, you've got Eli Manning. You've got, I mean, the whole smash. Now, I don't know what the hell happened with the Giants. I can't imagine them being the same way they are this year. Coughlin's here. Coughlin's not going anywhere. They're not going to fire him.
No, they better figure out the little, I don't know, somebody putting things in their shoes, to like glass or something. They're just not playing.
But I do know this. We are running dangerously close to getting to the end of time, and they're going to cut me off.
Oh, good, because I got to go empty my bowels.
you know, thanks for that information. I mean, I'm able to complete my day. So.
Well, I'm glad I could share things with you.
All right, mate.
All right.
All right, make sure you call back Friday next time. Go to bed a little bit early, you know. Don't drink quite as many six-packs, because there's a lot of stuff going on next that is very important. And our listening, we do have a listening audience, and Friday is our biggest listening audience, and they love the Super Bowl. Football.
Tell them to call me then. Busy.
All right.
See me.
See me later. Gotta go. All right, guys. I didn't get into anything that I wanted to cover today, but I guarantee you I'm going to get into it tomorrow, because it's very, very freaking important. And I cannot and will not allow this stuff to continue. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I cannot take it anymore. So here's what we're going to do. We're gonna release today, and we're gonna come back tomorrow, and we're gonna be fired up, ready to go, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.